Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in! You are tuned in to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army wives. Our life, our family, our soldier. Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army wives, by Army wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more. Now reporting for duty, your hosts, the AWN Core Team.
Hello, Army families, and welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network Core Team. I'm your host, Sherita Knobloch.
And I'm your co-host, Courtney Shepherd. Today is Monday, August 7th, 2017, and this is show number 618. We're glad you're here to hang out with us tonight.
Tonight on AWTR, our featured guest is Dr. Jeanette Betancourt, Senior Vice President for U.S. Social Impact at Sesame Street. She will be joining us to tell us more about how Sesame Street for Military Families help military families coping with the challenges of deployment, homecomings, combat-related injuries, and the death of a loved one, as well as families impacted by economic insecurity. Connect with Sesame Street for Military Families online by going to facebook.com/Sesame Street for Military Families, Twitter at Sesame Street, or visit their website, www.SesameStreetForMilitaryFamilies.org.
If you're listening to our show live, join our show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show, ask questions of our guest, or just hang out and chat with the AWN Core Team. Head over to twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork and be sure to use hashtag ArmyWife to participate.
Tonight's show is brought to you by our AWTR sponsor, MetLife. Military spouses do so much for their families. That's why they need life insurance. Enroll today. Learn more at www.militarybenefit.org or call 1-877-MBA-1020. Well, Courtney, super excited to be hosting with you tonight. But before we jump into all of our great content and information, let's take a few minutes to catch up. What's been happening in your corner of the world lately?
Well, we are getting ready for school. Out here in North Carolina, on post, we don't start until the very last week of August, which is crazy because I've never, ever experienced starting school that late, even with, like, kindergarten. She's going into the second grade, and my youngest is still too young to start at school yet. But she's only two. So we just have the one going to school, and she's starting second, which is exciting. But with last year being just a real tough year, we are just trying to make sure that we approach this school year, like, in the appropriate way so that, you know, like, that we don't, like, I guess we want to just move into the school year, because last school year was so hard for her, we didn't want to go to the new school year with any negativity, so we're trying to put a positive perspective on going into the second year. She's really nervous because, well, she was diagnosed ADHD, and she has anxiety and suffers from panic attacks, and a lot of it is school-related. She just feels a ton of pressure at school, so we're just trying to make it a positive environment, you know, and yeah, just trying to make it a positive approach to going into the new school year. So what about you? What's going on over there in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, we are sort of in the same boat, just a couple years behind you. School in Georgia actually starts super early. Like, I remember when we were stationed at Fort Benning a few years ago, you know, and everybody was like, back to school. Like, they went back at the very beginning of August. Like, I remember it was like the 4th
yeah.
or 5th of August, and it, like, I was like, what is this? You know, because in Kansas, where I grew up, like, you know, we went back in, like, August 20-something, you know, 21st, 26th, 20-something. Usually that third week-ish of August is when we would go back. but I know, like, farther north, at least in Minnesota, I know they would go, like, after Labor Day. So it was very all over the place. But, yeah, everyone started back to school last week on August 1st, which is crazy. And my daughter, Karis, she just went to her first day of preschool today. So that was really cool. Yeah. So it was really exciting. I mean, I don't know, like, it's weird that she's that grown up-ish, but for us, it's really cool. Like, we're really not sad about it, I guess. We're just, I mean, she's always gone to, like, hourly care, or she was going to the 3-4s class about a year since we've been here. So she kind of knows what school is, and it's just a step up. Like, it's actually, you know, actual curriculum. Now it's 5 days a week from 8:05 to 2:45 every day. So that's really handy for mom. I'm not sad about that. And Georgia has a system here, like, all of pre-K is free, so you don't have to pay for it, which is nice. So, yeah, just a really good school, great, like, just, I don't know, we're really excited. She's pretty pumped up.
I think that's a good thing, because you and I were talking about, you know, how you're really, like, you're not really too upset about it. I think that's what was different between Zoe's first day of kindergarten and, you know, yours just started preschool, because we didn't do any kind of hourly care or anything like that. So I stayed home. She stayed home, you know, so it was like a really big culture shock to us for her to start school like that.
Huge transition.
Huge. Yeah.
Huge.
First day of school
is always
a huge milestone.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And that's a huge step. I mean, that's one reason that we just chose. I mean, I'm just a mom that just, I love my kids so much, but I just need some space, you know? And I mean, I'm kind of like a work from home mom. And so in order to, like,
get it.
having time apart from my kids makes me a better mom, if that makes sense. And I know that some people probably don't really agree, but, you know, that's our jam. That's how we roll. And I'm not sad that, you know, Karis has been going to some kind of sort of daycare for just 1 or 2 days a week since she was, like, 9 months old, you know, and now we're starting that with our son, who's, you know, 5.5 months old, and we're getting a jump on building immunity, I think, because, yeah, he got some crud, some kind of respiratory virus, like, 2.5 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and turned into bronchitis, and so I was super stressed. And then, I mean, he's all right, you know, or through the bronchitis. He gave it to me kindly. Fortunately, I've worked really hard to not let it turn into bronchitis, because if I get sick, respiratory system is my system of choice. Like, that's where I will get attacked. It will be my nose and my lungs before it's any other body part. But I really tried to, like, rest as much as I could in between giving him breathing treatments, and then my husband had wrist surgery and wound up in a cast from a jump that he did. It was supposed to be a water jump out of a helicopter a couple months ago, actually almost 3 months ago now. We just got it fixed, but he landed in a tree and tore a ligament and cracked a metacarpal, and it's been fun.
All
yesterday,
sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, my husband's not even deployed, and I feel like Murphy is, like, totally rocking our house right now. And then so yesterday I got to experience urgent care with the tiny human, the smallest one, because I was like, all right, we were getting better, and now we got some new stuff. And so now he has a double ear infection, which we thought might happen with the respiratory thing. Like, we were on guard for that, you know, with all the gunk and the junk. So wasn't too super surprised, but I was just like, oh, my gosh, let's wrap this up so we can all start sleeping again and move on with life. But honestly, all things considered, we're doing okay. You know, in the past, I feel like I've grown a lot as a woman and a mother, because in the past, it, like, all this would have just wrecked me. Like, I just would be hysterical and blubbering on the radio right now to you, just like, I can't even function. And I'm like, okay.
Personal development is like the lifesaver, especially with anxiety. I've done that. Like, podcasts are my go-to.
Mm-hmm. Well, and bless my husband. He is like the most optimistic man on the planet. And of course, I'm like, what is happening to us? This is horrible. Ah, it's so hard. And he's like, he gets all military. He's like, well, honey, you know, hey, babe, it's developing resiliency. And I'm like, I don't want to be resilient. I don't want resiliency. I just want to go to sleep. Like, no resiliency. He's like, no, keep calm and soldier on. Take a knee and drink some water. Rub some dirt in it. Yes, dear, thanks so much for the help. Appreciate it. Enjoy wearing your cast for a month. Anyway, enough lamenting on my side of things. Let's move forward and jump on into all the things that are happening over here at AWN. So, hot in military family news. It is no secret that it is difficult for military spouses to maintain a career between duty stations, and the same thing could be said for earning a college education meant to help spouses find higher-paying positions. But one organization, Hiring for Heroes, is striving to add military spouses into the employment field. Hiring for Heroes is a nationwide initiative to help veterans, transitioning service members, and military spouses find meaningful employment opportunities. MilitaryTimes.com reports, the Hiring Our Heroes Military Spouses in the Workplace Survey, which was released in June, found that deployments, frequent moves, and the ever-changing family needs make it difficult to maintain or advance a career. With military spouse unemployment ranging from 20 to 25% and underemployment at 35 to 40% over the last decade, military families are more likely to live on a single full income than civilian families. Hiring Our Heroes hosts military spouse-only hiring events throughout the nation each year and offers several resources online, such as guidelines for building your resume. Learn more at uschamberfoundation.org/hiringourheroes.
Nurse, August is here, and a new month means a new recon rendezvous link-up. This month is all about memories. Imagine this. A handful of close friends, or in our case, battle buddies, are miraculously back in the same zip code, be it for a few months or just a few moments. You gather around the fire pit on the back patio. It takes only a couple of seconds before someone says it. Remember that time when? Memories. They can be treasured. They can be joyous. They can be painful, but either way, they are something that makes up who we are and how we got to the now. Memories are important. That's why we are reflecting on AWN fans and followers' own most memorable mill spouse moments in this current mini-series. Check out this blog post to read fellow mill spouse memories and leave your own in the comments below. And of course, don't forget to enter this month's Recon Rendezvous giveaway at the bottom of the blog post.
Well, it's AWN social media roundup time. And yes, it's that time again. The last few weeks of summer vacation and the kids, or maybe the parents, count down to the first day of school. This month will represent last-minute vacations, back-to-school shopping, and parents' best efforts to get their children back on a schedule of waking up early. So AWN wants to know, are you and or your kiddos ready to go back to school? We encourage you to take the time to stop by and add your own 2 cents about your kiddos heading back to school over on our Facebook page. So, Courtney, we kind of touched on this a little bit, but what are your thoughts on this school year? You know, like, are you looking forward to anything? I know you said you're trying to be really, like, upbeat and positive with your daughter and going into second grade.
Yeah, I think what I'm most looking forward to, believe it or not, because I think some people would find this to be a little stressful, but I'm looking forward to the move this year. We're PCSing in the middle of the school year, not in the middle of the school year, almost the middle of the school year. October, November is when our PCS is happening, And I'm excited to see how my daughter transitions from, you know, like, it'll be like her first military move, you know, leaving friends and stuff like that. So it's you know, her friends leave all the time. You know, she goes on and on post school. So she experiences that on a regular basis. Kids come and go. It's the military life, you know. So, but for it to be her, I'm excited to see how she kind of rolls with it. She's always kind of have been like that. So I'm actually most excited about the move to see how we can handle that. Because we PCS twice before, but never with school as something on the to-do list, you know, to take care of. Mm-hmm. So what are you looking forward to with preschool?
Well, it's probably not super related to preschool. I am really excited that my daughter's going 5 days a week. Like, they start, like, we can drop her off at 7:50 in the morning, which, you know, in a past life was no big deal because I'd be like, oh, yeah, get up, go to work, whatever. Well, I've got an infant, and not that he sleeps super late, but, like, mobilizing the household, that's super fun. But I'm excited for her to go 5 days a week and kind of get that routine. But honestly, this is going to, like, showcase my epic level of nerdiness. I'm super excited for probably, like, a couple of weeks after everyone here is back to school and all the school supplies are, like, marked down and super cheap at Walmart because I'm totally going to buy all the highlighters.
That's like an office junkie's heaven right there. That's me.
All the sticky notes, the inky pens, the notebooks, hashtag all the things because I'm working on
the
my doctorate
the planners,
right now.
Yes.
Yes. I'm working on my doctorate right now, and everyone's like, oh, that's really cool. Like, you're getting higher education. Really, I think it's just because I wanted an excuse to, like, buy office supplies on a regular basis.
That's the perfect reason. That's exactly why
right?
I want an
totally
Apple
worth,
business.
Like, the thousands of dollars we're investing so I can buy sticky notes
spent
and
in the store.
Gel highlighters. I need help. Oh, man. Okay, Courtney, let's move on before I embarrass myself even more and tell all my ridiculous, weird things that I enjoy. So let's move on to our next segment. And, Courtney, would love for you to tell us about our PSA this week.
All right, so last but not least, it's public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to one per show and ask for them at least 10 days in advance. Send your PSA to info@armywifenetwork.com. I'm sorry, but you have breast cancer. Worldwide, every 21 seconds, another woman will hear this. Every 74 seconds, another death. Rapidly growing, fast spreading, aggressive. This is the campaign we need to end breast cancer. This is Breast Cancer Deadline 2020. The National Breast Cancer Coalition has set a deadline for the end of breast cancer, January 1st, 2020, with a global strategy to meet it. Go to BreastCancerDeadline2020.org. Share our vision. It's focused and clear. It's 2020. That's it for our PSA. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is Lisa with News 6, bringing you the need to know stories. We'll be right back.
The government spends billions of dollars to protect the country. Protecting your family starts at $250 a month. Find out about life insurance from Military Benefit Association. Learn more now.
Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details.
You're listening to the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
welcome back to AWTR. Tonight we have Lisa on the line bringing us our need-to-know news for this evening. Hey, Lisa, what news have you got for us tonight?
Hi, Sherita and Courtney. I have a great story for you tonight about a new bill in Congress that could potentially benefit many of our listeners. But first, I have an update on the Forever GI Bill Act that Jen talked about last week.
Oh, great. What update do you have for us?
Last Wednesday, the Senate unanimously passed their version of the Forever GI Bill. The bill has been sent on to President Trump for his signature in order to become law. If President Trump signs the bill, it will be the largest expansion of veterans' education benefits in at least a decade. The bill has been pushed through Congress at a record pace, being voted on and passed by both the House and the Senate in just 20 days. More details have also been released about the changes that will take place within the post-9/11 GI Bill if this becomes a law.
Can you tell us what these changes will be, Lisa?
In addition to restoring GI Bill benefits to veterans whose schools have abruptly closed, the bill would also fix a Pentagon deployment authorization that has kept about 5,000 reservists from accumulating earned education benefits. The bill also awards full GI benefits to Purple Heart recipients and expands eligibility for the Yellow Ribbon Program to surviving spouses and children of service members killed in the line of duty. The program also allows veterans to attend schools or enroll in programs that cost more than the GI Bill tuition cap.
Wow, Lisa, this is great news. I'm looking forward to hearing that President Trump has signed this into law. You said you also had a story about another bill that could potentially benefit our listeners. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, the House of Representatives recently passed a bill known as the Military Residency Choice Act, which would give military spouses the option to maintain a state of legal residence like active duty service members. At this time, most states do not give military spouses the option to maintain their residency when they move to a new location with their military service member. The bill would ease documentation requirements and would potentially be a benefit to military spouses when dealing with issues such as voting, taxes, and establishing professional licenses to maintain employment or a personally owned business.
That sounds like a very viable option for military spouses, Lisa. So what's the next step for this bill?
Well, the bill has been sent on to the Senate for a vote. While it does have bipartisan support, it does not nearly have the same push that the Forever GI Bill had from both sides of the aisle. So its progress will be slower.
Lisa, thanks so much for bringing us our need-to-know news for tonight. Listeners, stay tuned after this break for our interview with Dr. Jeanette Betancourt, here to talk to us about Sesame Street for Military Families.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible and prides themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit the Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop.
Operation In Touch offers special savings, coupons, and editorial content tailored to the lives of our active military families, providing useful beauty tips and recipes, as well as news and ongoing promotions. Operation In Touch is sponsored by Unilever and its brands, serving as a resource for American military families who serve this nation each and every day. As a member of Operation In Touch, you'll receive exclusive offers and savings on Unilever products you know and love. Registration is easy and free. Simply visit OperationInTouch.com to sign up today. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sherita Knobloch.
And I'm your co-host, Courtney Shepherd. Tonight, we have with us Dr. Jeanette Betancourt, Senior Vice President for U.S. Social Impact at Sesame Workshop, the nonprofit organization behind Sesame Street. She directs the development and implementation of community and family engagement initiatives, making a difference in the lives of vulnerable children and their families. These research-based initiatives are designed to impact children's early learning, health, and well-being, and provide strategies and resources to counteract the effects of trauma while fostering the critical connections that adults have on children's lives.
Prior to joining Sesame Workshop, Dr. Betancourt created programs in adult learning and early childhood education at Teachers College, Columbia University. She is a licensed bilingual speech and language pathologist and educational therapist. She participates on several national and local boards. Dr. Betancourt has a BA and an MA in speech and language pathology, an MS in bilingual reading / special education, and an educational doctorate in special education. Sesame Street for Military Families works closely with their Department of Defense partners at the National Center for Telehealth and Technology to deliver resources promoting the positive family functioning and improved well-being of military families with young children. Welcome to the show, Dr. Betancourt. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're calling from tonight? Dr. Betancourt, are you there?
Hello, I am.
Hi, hello. Okay, there you are.
Hi.
Great. Well, Dr. Betancourt, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're calling from tonight? Dr. Betancourt, are you there?
Hello?
Oh,
can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm not quite sure. Okay. So sorry. As I said, thank you for reading my bio. And as it says, it's basically all of the work that I have the pleasure of overseeing. Sesame Workshop is a community and family engagement work, and it's such a pleasure to be on. And I'm calling from a very rainy New York City.
We're in a very rainy, lightning Georgia right now, and so I'm hoping that our technical connection and phone service stays in good shape for us tonight.
I hope so too. Thank you.
We've had some rain over here in North Carolina as well, but Sesame Street has been creating resources for military families for some time now. Will you please tell me a little bit about these resources for military families and how it just all got started?
Of course not. We have had a partnership with military families for 11 years. And the way we began was when we started to notice the increase in deployments really affiliated with the war movement around Iraq and Afghanistan. And we realized as we started to do a bit of our research that particularly for military families with younger children, there were not a lot of resources explaining the different milestones of military life, such as deployments or homecomings or frequent moving. And we thought we needed to find out a bit more and explore whether there were needed resources. And we found both from experts as well as military families themselves.
Dr. Dr. Betancourt, I think we're having a little trouble hearing you. I feel like your connection
is
a little bit...
Oh, my goodness. Let me see.
Technology.
Is this better? I know. I'm so sorry. Is this better?
That's better. Wherever you're standing right now, let's go with
okay.
that and see if it helps.
Okay.
I promise I'll try not to move.
Okay.
I'll try to not move
from the spot.
Yeah, we were just talking about it before the show how technology is super great until it refuses to work. So, well, tell us a little bit more, like who you talk to and what kind of input do you get from military families when you start a project like this?
We are looking at two different levels that are completely equal. And one is we look for different experts that are familiar both with military life and families, but also have expertise in child development or in trauma or in terms of parenting. And we gather them together generally for an advisory for each topic. So for deployment, we gather several experts, as well as for homecomings and relocation. And then what we do is we take that information and we create a whole curriculum outline or a content outline, and then create resources that we test out actually with military families themselves. So we talk to both the service members as well as the spouses or partners of the service members, and then we also analyze how it works with young children.
That's amazing, actually. So what are some of like the trials or the issues that Sesame Street tackles with when it comes to their military family resources?
We have all of these resources on Sesame Street for MilitaryFamilies.org. And one of the things that we have been so aware of is what are the voices of the military families that are telling us along the way? And the main thing that we heard was very much that it's milestones. It's different things that are happening typically in military family life that we should be aware of. So we've created resources in preparing families for deployment and also for homecoming, right? Because when you've been away for a while in theater and engaged, it's harder to come back and suddenly adjust as a family once more. Then we've also done relocation, moving about. And then we've tackled some more difficult topics because we heard that that was so important as well. And that is dealing with either visible or invisible injuries happening, as well as one of the most difficult, and that was grief, when a parent does not return. And since then, we've also added the transition back into civilian life. So once again, we're trying to follow the different steps and milestones for military families, but also looking at it from a way that the whole family is engaged, and we always have the perspective of young children.
So as far as these resources have been accumulated, how long has it taken Sesame Street? I mean, I know they've been doing things for military families for quite some time, but I mean, even as I grew up and I'm 26, you know, I watched Sesame Street and I've seen, you know, the advertisements for military families and things like that. But just how long has these resources been accumulating for? I guess how long have you guys been doing your research for that?
Well, we've been doing it progressively over the past 11 years, and in two ways, right? When we're actually developing the resources to make sure that we're doing it in the right way and responding to what we hear from families themselves, but more importantly, how it impacts kids. And then also we're doing research after the initiative is that's done not by us, but by either universities or research organization familiar with military families to see truly that the impact that we thought we are making, we truly are making it. So each of these initiatives take us like around 2 years to get underway from one point of starting to develop it to what we call finishing it and putting it into, again, Sesame Street for Military Families site.
Well, that's very impressive commitment that you guys have. If it's a two-year project for each area, each resource, so we just thank you from as military families. We just thank you for that commitment to bring those resources to our families. So, Dr. Betancourt, why do you think your resources work well for military parents and their children?
We believe that they work well because we are doing this in collaboration, and we do it in collaboration in many ways. We do it in collaboration with many of the experts that I talked about before, but we're also in collaboration with, again, the support of the DOD's National Center for Telehealth and Technology, who's really knowing what's happening in military families as well. But more importantly, I think it's because we hear from people such as yourself, whether it's the spouses or the service members themselves, or in many instances, the community. For example, the early childhood teachers that are working with young children on bases or off bases, the health community. We want to make sure that we're hearing the voice from the military families and everyone who surrounds them. And we hope we are doing it the right way.
Well, I'm sure you're on the right track based on, you know, your track record and how you're bringing these resources to our mill fam. So, but we do need to take a quick break, Dr. Betancourt. And so when we come back, we'll talk about what military families can gain by utilizing your great and helpful resources. Listeners,
thank
don't forget
you so
if
much.
You're listening to no problem. Listeners, don't forget if you're listening to our show live right now, the AWN Core team is hanging out in Twitter chat. Join in the conversation and ask questions of our guest by going to twitter.com/ArmyWife Network. Use the hashtag ArmyWife to participate. Be sure to click on the live tab to get real-time chat updates. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Rules to live by. Save 10% of your take-home pay. This is a Money Minute from In Charge Education Foundation and MilitaryMoney.com. Here's why you should keep 10% for your future self. 10% is the magic number, according to financial planners. If you can manage to save 10% of your take-home pay and invest it over your working lifetime, you should be able to manage a comfortable retirement. Another reason to save 10% of your income is to build up a healthy emergency fund. Instead of borrowing money from a bank or charging unexpected expenses on a credit card, why not borrow money from the bank of you? Don't make the mistake of saying to yourself, "I'll save more when I'm older and when I have a larger salary." Many people in their 30s with spouses, children, and a mortgage wish they'd save more in their 20s. If you're in your 20s or still in your teens, become a saver now. When you have money set aside, you can more easily pursue your dreams and build the future you want for yourself. Just do it. Save. This Money Minute is made possible by InCharge Debt Solutions. Visit us online at www.incharge.org.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Tonight, we're talking with Dr. Jeanette Betancourt, Senior Vice President for U.S. Social Impact at Sesame Workshop, representing Sesame Street for Military Families. Before we went to break, we were discussing some of the resources that Sesame Street has for military parents and their children. So now, Dr. Betancourt, what are some of the takeaways or key messages Sesame Street hopes families will get from using these resources?
Basically, the key message that we want all families to know is that it is so much better in going through these milestones if we start talking and introducing what is happening in the family life with young children before it's happening, whether it's a move or whether it's deployment or homecoming, that we start letting children know this as soon as possible and do it in a way that we continue to explain and get them engaged and involved in the change that may be happening.
Dr. Betancourt, I'm actually really excited to ask you this next question. I'm really excited to hear you elaborate on it, but right now is a really high PCS time for military families. I know because I'm about to PCS myself. So what are some of the talking points that parents can use to better talk to their kids about moving and PCSing?
Oh, and this is a wonderful, wonderful area that the more that you use a variety of easier that PCS can become not only for the children but the entire family. So the first thing, it's knowing that for young children especially, changes are not always that easy. They love routines. They love things staying kind of the same. And often when we come for a move or a change, it's a lot for younger children. So we should always take a positive note, meaning that even though the move may be tough and lots of changes, we should look at it from a very positive and almost in a fun way. And we often describe that opportunity that this could be a new family adventure together and looking at it from an adventure point of view. Another thing is to really tell and explain to children, and you can do this through showing a map or showing going on Google and showing different neighborhoods where you are and where you will be going next. And showing that there is a different place that you may be in and talking about that different place, but what are also the things that will stay the same? And the things that you will stay the same is that you will always be a family, that you as parents will be there as well, that they will be able to go to school, there will be a go to a playground, things that are the same in wherever they are currently. But also reassure children that they have an opportunity to start making new friends, but also with today's technology, they could also keep in touch with their old friends and from they were there and make sure that they have an opportunity to say goodbye to whomever they're connected with, whether grown-ups or children. So it's a lot of things, but again, the materials that we have on Sesame Street for Military Families gives you all of these suggestions step by step, plus, and this is the most fun part, I would say, we have a wonderful app that's called the Big Moving Adventure. And it really works through our Muppets to give you an opportunity to go through all the different steps of making that move together.
Well, I love that you mentioned, the tips for PCSing. We just PCSed last year from Washington to Georgia. And our daughter, she was 3, getting ready to turn 4, and so she kind of understood, kind of not, but it is really great, like, especially now with technology, how we can keep in touch with friends from literally across the country or across the world. Like, one of her best friends, one of my best friends, we're all good friends, they moved to Korea, and so it's really great that now we can FaceTime or Skype with them literally on the other side of the planet, so I really appreciate that, those tips that you shared. And you briefly mentioned the app called the Big Moving Adventure and said something about Muppets. I totally want to know more about that. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure. And then I'll mention a second app as well. But the Big Moving Adventure is where children will have their own opportunity to create their own Muppet friend and use that Muppet friend there to help them on their different steps of moving. So everything from first hearing about the move itself and also how to pack and carry.
Oh,
throughout the very special to them. And this kind of applet takes you through those steps, as well as saying goodbye and expressing your feelings, and also the traveling. You know, it kind of far away. Sometimes it's by plan possible through the app. And almost beforehand, apps that are happening. And then I'll tell you about a second app, too, that is equally exciting. We know as grown-ups, but also as children, we have many feelings. And sometimes something brings about different kinds of feelings. Sometimes you're a little nervous. You can be, or you could also be excited at the same time. So we created this wonderful app that's called Sesame Street Food Monster, and it children can express their or explore their emotions really with faces and bodies using our Muppets and to those feelings. And it's such a wonderful around different feelings in a very safe way.
So, Dr. Betancourt, I think that we've got a little bit of in and out happening again.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Could you just backtrack real quick, and could you just say the name of the app one more time? Not Big Moving Adventure, but the other one.
The second one is called Sesame Street's Mood Monster, and it's about feelings and ways kids can express their feelings.
Perfect. That's like the one of the key parts where it cut out was the name. I was like, I'll ask her for it again. but you know, service members and their families are still experiencing, you know, long deployments. So, what are some of the strategies Sesame Street suggests when talking to children about mommy or daddy, you know, going away for a long time?
Well, one is to prepare several months or weeks for our children as soon as possible. It's step by step. One, them happening and what a deployment is. Her to ask questions. But also keep in mind
Dr. Betancourt, are you still there?
Yes.
Our connection is just not good tonight. And I know that all three of us in the different locations, New York, Georgia, and North Carolina, we're all having some weather right now. So could you back up and repeat a little bit of what you're talking about with this question about talking to young kids about mommy and daddy going away for a long time?
Absolutely. I just want to make sure. Are you hearing me?
Not really.
Okay,
like, we hear pieces and parts, and it comes out, and then you're good, and then it just cuts out again.
I'm not quite sure. I'll try again. Is this a little better? I'm trying to move around where I am.
Right there.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Don't move.
Right here.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm not moving, I promise. So when we're working with deployment, when we're thinking of deployment, the main thing is always to prepare children way ahead of time. So as soon as we know there's a deployment coming, let's start planning together for it as a family. And also talk about and open the dialogue. In other words, encourage your child to ask questions. But also reassure them that you are, when you're being deployed or as a service member that mommy and daddy is, that's their job and that they can do it well. And our children. Always try to keep going as much as you can, and then also try to think of something special. Something that keeps them connected. And lastly, make sure that you keep really feelings and talk about when you prepare your child about what are some of the things he I hope I didn't cut out too much.
Hello? We'll say that you didn't. We'll say that you didn't.
I think
our connection's super sketchy tonight. We're trying so hard. So let's keep pushing forward, and maybe the weather and the phone system will cooperate. Are there any new issues with Sesame Street that the Sesame Street will be tackling for military families in the near future?
Yes, we do plan to see. We're looking at caregiving. We are finding that for many families, military families, they're now experiencing some not issues, but challenges when it comes to caregiving. Sometimes so much as the grown-ups, we're taking care of others, and we need to take care of ourselves, but we also need to look at the role of kids in what happens in caregiving families. And so we'll be looking at that as well. And in fact, with research with the National Center for Telehealth and Tech, find out more. Hello?
All right,
hello?
Cool. That's I heard you. Well, we heard majority, okay. Which was a good thing, which is a great thing. Great thing. I know the weather, I don't know if anyone's just jumping on, listeners, the weather is being crazy with us tonight. So where can families go to learn more about Sesame Street resources, specifically for military families?
You can always go to, on any device, to SesameStreetForMilitaryFamilies.org and find all of the information we talked about there, freely available any time of day on any device.
Thank you so much, Dr. Betancourt.
Oh, thank you, and I'm so sorry about the connection.
Well, we do appreciate you sharing all these resources with us tonight. And listeners, if you missed any of this just from the connection issues and the weather that we're dealing with, feel free, again, to get connected on their website, SesameStreetForMilitaryFamilies.org, or go ahead and check out their apps, the Big Moving Adventure or the Sesame Street Mood app. So there's a lot of opportunities there to get connected. And we just thank you so much for being our guest tonight and sharing these resources with us for military families. And we wish you the best in your future endeavors, Dr. Betancourt. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you both, and thank you for everyone's service. And we are so honored to be part of this support of military families. So thank you so much.
And listeners, thank you for tuning in. Join us next week, August 14th, 2017, when our featured guests will be Pam Brim and Joan Rooney chatting with us about Tutor.com for military families.
In the meantime, join us on www.armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or follow along any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal.
Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DoD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.